Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith opens May 19th. All of you guys behind me are invited. All of our celebrities will see it here today at Skywalker Ranch in George Lucas' private screening room. Very few people get to do that. We've also... Anyway, everyone here just saw a special advanced screening of Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith, which is out next week. What do we all think?
I was in the moment thinking this is kind of part of cinematic history. I will always be able to tell this story to my friends. And I'm just so lucky to be a part of that. We were talking about the lines of people that wait for this movie.
Hey, look, it's the historic Ziegfeld Theater right there where they premiere the new Star Wars movie. There it is, yeah, and look at, look at this, all the Star Wars nerds are out in force.
In addition to waiting for Episode 3, we are also raising money for the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation. And how we do that is people get sponsored for every hour that they spend in line, so it's kind of like a stand-a-thon instead of a walk-a-thon. Pretty clever.
Walk by, say hello to these folks, and drop off some cash. What a great idea!
Yeah. I hope they have good weather while they're out
You're
there.
You're right. That was the surprise story of the day for me.
Oh, good. Glad to deliver.
It always scares me when you see people in line like 2 weeks before the event. But this is a good thing.
They line up for fucking movies. Fuck you and your Star Wars. Revenge of the Sith.
And we got to go in the archives and see it ahead of time. It's like,
yeah, it is mind-blowing.
The movie itself is not fictional films. I don't know if you've ever seen.
If you get this on film, you're gonna die.
I mean, they seem like nice people and everything, but sometimes those people can get annoying.
Inside the screening room in Skywalker Ranch, the seats are filled with celebrity guests. You guys excited? You guys ready to see it? All right, we're all hyped.
It doesn't matter because there's no such thing as a Jedi Master. If you expect to go see a Jedi Master when you're done and your name is not in the Book of Life, you're gonna go thrown into the pit of fire.
Now dim the lights, because it's time for Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith, and for you viewers at home, here's...
This shit is fucking blasphemy to God, bro!
That was a clip of Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith. Just a little taste to give you before it hits screens next week. Make sure you get your tickets early, make sure you check the film out, and later on in the show...
You Satan, America! You goddamn motherfuckers!
There's a thing in these movies called the Force, and that's like... It makes you do basically what the powers of demons do. And there are people, and some of these people are here, who really believe that that's a real religion, and it's not. It's a fictional movie.
It's such a tease for the people at home to be like, well, you can see this little bit of footage, but we're actually going to see it before you do.
Yeah. Ross, you didn't have to stand in line to see the movie, did you?
Diehard fans or super nerds, you make the call.
Star Wars is only good! Star Wars is only for the good of humanity and good of mankind! Why are you on these sides?
Calm down.
Two wrongs don't make a right!
This man is a victim of the Force.
Guys, come on, go. Guys. Guys, please. But guys! Let's run them over, yeah. Come on, let's go! Idea
if we get in trouble. All right,
get that sign? Yeah, go ahead.
All right, tell me a little bit about the sign.
Well, a lot of people who come to these events, their souls are in jeopardy.
Maybe it's not the best idea in the world to cut in front of motherfuckers at a Star Wars premiere.
Yeah, it's got Star Wars tickets! You're Columbine, bitch. You're so busy watching Star Wars. Children are killing each other in your goddamn island.
You're good about it.
Because you're waiting in fucking line to watch a goddamn movie while your brothers and sisters are killing each other in your goddamn McGillis high schools. Fuck you! And fuck your Columbine, too! You Satan, America! You goddamn motherfuckers! Your high schools even prove that! I hate you, America! Forever!
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy. And we shall have peace.
So why did a film that was meant to go in and out of cinemas unnoticed, that had no hype, no stars and hardly any budget, become the biggest movie of all time?
I was a terrible bedwetter as a kid, and it was because of Star Wars.
Before they find out whether or not this movie actually sucks.
Revenge of the Sith. It doesn't suck.
Yeah, I saw it, Craig. It sucked. It sucked. Mm-hmm. It sucked all three times I saw it, and it's gonna suck when I see it again later on tonight.
Say one more thing against that movie, and I will smite thee!
I was reading today of the Star Wars series, and of course there's so much written about it, but as a kind of cultural unifier, something that's...
I think that's very good.
Something that's sort of rare in our society now.
Absolutely.
Where the media is more and more into niches.
Exactly, and that's exactly...
Exactly.
Unless you've been in some galaxy far, far away, you couldn't miss the hype.
So will the hype translate into big profits?
Here's how the vote's going so far. 56% of you say yes, there is too much hype. 44% say no.